It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lamar Jackson back to throw, guns it into the end zone, intercepted! 2 yards deep in the end zone, intercepted by Taron Johnson, and he brings it out, and he's still on the run. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40, the 30, gets a block at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards!
One of the greatest moments in the stadium. Started talking about that a little bit this morning on a sunny, chilly Tuesday. Bill COO Pete Guelli says the plans for current Highmark to be torn down March of 2027. Hand up question. It's only half kidding and half let's get stupid. Can you guys ask for help like you ask for help shoveling? Can they just say, hey, show up with a sledgehammer and, you know, take a swing. Just smash something. That be appealing to anybody out there? I imagine the tearing down of the stadium will take significantly less time than the building of a new one. March 2027. How many days?
Yes.
How many weeks? Weeks? Months? Hauling out all of the stuff? And of course, part of the process is going to be buy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, buy a bleacher. A lot of bleachers that can go in a lot of sports caves.
Yep.
Can you buy your seat?
That would be cool. Actually, that would be really cool if you could buy your season ticket seat.
It would take a lot more time. Now yeah. You got to get that stuff out of there.
Didn't they do that with the odd?
I don't know.
Yeah, they sold seats, but I don't think they sold them to season ticket holders. It just was like they auctioned them. Yeah. My buddy's dad has 4 seats against the wall in his pool room in his basement.
It's really cool.
It's cool. It's definitely cool.
I do that. It's my first day at work.
Turn your radio down.
I turn my computer up during the break so I can listen to stuff.
There's a lot of pressure.
I'm listening to interviews. I'm doing a lot of work here. Not really. seats. How about an overhead heater? Can I have a heater?
Imagine you
have an outdoor patio and you install one of the heaters. Like, yeah, that's a heater.
I'd like one of the heaters
from the Kelly Club.
Yeah,
it's a Kelly Club heater.
I wonder because there's a lot of bench seating.
Yeah,
like there's not really a ton of the individual seats like there was at the Odd. I would like a jagged piece of bench.
A full bench.
Yeah, like a row, a full row of bench.
How about turf? But
turf.
Not just turf. How about this is the square of grass that Taron Johnson's left foot was on when he caught the ball?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else is in the stadium that you could sell.
Yeah, besides seats and field.
The lights.
Urinals. Troughs.
I would like a trough.
How about a circular sink that says, fully equipped with the words, do not urinate in sink. We're going to... Collector's item?
Collector. I also, like, are they going to get rid of the hot dog rollers? Are you think those are getting transitioned? Yeah, they're probably getting sunset, would be my guess.
Yeah.
This is probably their last year in service. And then they slowly shut them down.
What else is there? Padding?
Yeah.
Padding around the outside, get some of the padding.
Score clocks? I'll take a score clock.
What's a
score? Like, or, you know, like the down clocks, you know.
25, the play clock?
Play clock. We'll call it, which is a play clock.
What's that over there? Oh, it's a play clock. And when it, watch this. Push your hand up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah? Look at that.
It resets
automatically. You do that, it's going to reset for you. What a feature of your man cave. Come on down. Let me show you the play clock.
Let me show you the play clock in the basement.
803-0550, our phone number. What else could they... Is it sad? It's probably on us. There are probably a lot of other things they could sell that we were just not thinking of. And we went to urinals pretty fast, and I don't think they'll actually do that.
I mean, I don't know if they're individual like letters or if it's just one piece of plaque, but, you know, the name's in the Wall of Fame.
Right, because it will be a different kind of... It's not a wall or a ring this next time. It's going to be a... Champions Plaza.
Yeah.
So for Tasker, they give him his name? Here.
Yeah, maybe.
Spin up in the state. Put it in your garage.
What about the flags of the different teams? How long have those been around? I think those are probably pretty old, those flags at the top of the stadium.
They get changed out every year?
I think it's of every team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. So many questions.
I'd like one of the lights. Maybe light the backyard up.
The full pole?
Full pole.
Okay. You see one giant 150-foot light structure.
Stuff from the locker room?
It's Nate's house. Aren't the rules against zoning? They let it slide. How about a hand dryer?
Preservation board probably isn't going to be in for
those. They're not going to like that?
They're not going to like those. The hand dryers?
Yeah. Hand dryer.
Yeah. I don't know really.
Can I get a turnstile?
Hmm.
The turnstile goes in your backyard because if you have a dog, dog's probably not going out that turnstile, but you can. It's a perfect door.
Yeah.
And, all right, now I'm onto something. Why don't we have that turnstile for our own backyards where you can't get in, but you can only get out? Is that not useful?
Yeah, I would think it is useful,
It's a security gate, but also if you're in the backyard and need to go out front, boom, right through that little turnstile.
You know.
Look at these ideas we're coming up with. We're getting places. I hope the Bills are listening to sell all these things.
Locker room stuff.
Yeah.
Is there any, what are there any viral moments that you can think of?
A few. I remember someone throwing something on the field.
Ah.
I remember someone falling out of the stands.
Did they confiscated that.
Confiscated the thing that was thrown on the field?
I wonder if maybe it's in like a lost and found somewhere.
Wow. You want
what
that?
About the lost and found?
Are you interested in getting that?
Do you think that...
I mean...
Somebody might be. I mean, it's a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
What about like the lost and found? Do you think they just every year they dump it and throw it out and they start anew? Or do you think they've got like legacy lost and found stuff?
That's a great question.
Just auction off, like do it like Storage Wars on AMC.
Right.
You got to buy the locker. You don't know what's inside of it. You buy this bin. This is the 2004 lost and found bin. You can't see what's in it. Bid on it.
I think we're onto something here. I'm expecting a call from the Bills soon.
Yeah.
We need you guys to help brainstorm what we're going to sell as we rip this place down. But anyway, on memories, if you want to do that, I'm trying to think. I think the perfect game is going to be it for me. The best day ever there. The weather, the cold, the atmosphere. It was not just that they won a playoff game in front of a full house, by the way, for the first time, because the previous wins had been the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's packed stadium. It's the Patriots. It's Belichick.
It's literally the coldest day ever.
It's getting to snark them and Sun Tzu for 3 hours in a perfect game and saying things like, I was told the Patriots practiced outside.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a hater's finest hour. Your team was dominant. The belief was they were going to win the Super Bowl. They were perfect. And they beat the brakes off the old bad guys. Like, for me, that'll forever be the greatest day. That my best moment at that stadium is going to be the perfect game.
You know what sucks? There were several really solid moments in 2020 in that stadium. Like, really good moments.
Oh, the COVID year?
Like the Rams game?
The Seattle game, the Ram game. Yeah.
There were great moments in that season. We talked about the Taron Johnson play. But there was great moments from that season. Nobody got to see live. It sucks. That Rams game would have been electric.
Yes.
Electric. Early in the season. That's a September game, right?
Yes. It's like week four,
yeah.
Week three, four in that neighborhood.
And it was like Seattle kind of the Josh Allen. Yeah, that was like end of October. But that was like the season Josh Allen became Josh Allen. And it sort of happens in that game where he throws for like 400 yards and Tyler Kroft catches a touchdown in the end zone.
Tyler Kroft, the OG everybody eats, Tyler Kroft.
The OG.
I'm going to text here. I want the whole tunnel. Please. You like that? I'll take the tunnel.
Yeah.
Just
a cast of the
tunnel? I want the tunnel at the stadium to go from my house to my garage. I'll walk out the tunnel.
Do you think they...
Ooh.
Upgrade the
fire-breathing buffaloes. Are we on the same wavelength there? No, you're something else.
Those are gonna transition to the new stadium, I would bet.
Yeah,
unless they have mount. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, those are pretty new age. I was wondering the field goal posts.
Those are new age.
The field goal posts.
I hate to say the old fire-breathing buffaloes.
Yeah.
The field goal posts. Yes.
Are they? How often do you swap them out every year? Do you get new ones, or do you just throw a paint job on them every year? Like, are those the same ones from 1980? Or maybe there's new field goal post technology that comes out every year, like golf clubs,
right.
And you've got to get the new carbon ones because right. They're lighter and more wind efficient in the wind.
I'll go to the next step. Can you have field goal posts that have wind confusion on them, like the new stadium will? So the wind blows and it just doesn't. Anyway, let's get a call in here. Stadium memories. The final year of the stadium. And part of the reason we got on this was there's a report. The NFL will have a triple header on Christmas. And I would say, bet it, that the Bills are going to play on Christmas. Just me. I know they played AFC last year, and maybe they could go NFC this year. It's very possible. But I just don't know how you don't get the Bills on either Black Friday or Christmas, or Thanksgiving, I guess, for that matter. They're going to be on one of the holiday games, non-traditional games. They've ducked it for a couple of years. The last Thanksgiving game is Detroit, right? It went Dallas, New Orleans, and then Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the order? So
yes. No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Detroit was 2 years ago. Not last year, the year before.
Correct.
They played Thanksgiving in Detroit, Allen to Diggs late.
Yep.
And they win.
That's the Von Miller game, too.
Right. Miller tears his ACL.
Yep.
Allen, unfortunately, forces the ball to Diggs there.
Mm-hmm.
And a big completion and a first down and a game-winning kick. You hate when they force the ball.
You really do.
Sorry. I can't resist those shots. Anyway, a holiday game. I think it's going to happen. I really do. Whether that's Christmas, Thanksgiving. Would you rather host Christmas or Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving's got to be prime time. Thanksgiving night or Christmas Day? You got to host one. Thanksgiving night's tough because then you're having you have an early enough dinner and the game's not
I think Christmas is the answer.
You want Christmas?
I think so. Because you can still do your things in the morning.
Unless you're us and you're there for pregame.
Right.
It's fine.
I think Christmas. What I don't want is both again. We had Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving 2 years in a row.
That's right. Because the whole league went on Christmas Eve that year, right?
Yeah, because it's a Sunday.
Yeah. Tony in West Seneca is up. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to share some memories of the very first few years at the stadium when it was called Rich Stadium. I went to all those games. The very first game against the Redskins, the preseason game, Washington ran the kickoff back. The very first home game was against the Jets. We beat Joe Namath 9-7. I can't believe we held them to 7 points. It was incredible. The very first Monday night game was against the Chiefs. We won that game 23-14. The next Monday night game was against the Raiders. The Raiders were virtually unbeatable on Monday nights. We beat them 21-20. Incredible game. I was there for all the O.J. Simpson games. I was in the front row on the 10-yard line. It's a shame what the man turned out to be, but he was an absolutely incredible football player. And I'm so blessed I got to see him play every single game in Buffalo. I thank my father still to this day for taking me to all those games. They were incredible. You know, the Bills weren't that good back then, but they did good at home. They won 5-2 the first year. They won 5-2 the second year. Then they started going down after that, and they were pretty bad after that. But, you know, Lou Saban got those guys to play ball, and I'm so blessed I got to see all those games. So those are my memories of the stadium. I know you guys are too young for any of that. And the urinal thing, oh, my God, I don't even want to talk about that. I remember walking into the bathroom for the first time. I was 14 years old, and I saw those guys standing around it, and I can't get that image out of my mind. It was just incredible. I tell my son about that, and we just cringe, you know?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Thanks for the phone call.
It's funny.
When are we going to see a rendering of the new bathrooms? That's a part of this, right? The new stadium's got all these features. What do the bathrooms look like? It's worth asking.
I would bet they're going to be pretty new school, pretty nice.
What's the most...
Please to say.
This is a... Ask an AI. What is the... Are stadiums still putting troughs in?
No.
That's what I'm...
That's an antiquated technology.
When is the most... You know how, like, on the Today Show, the oldest person alive or the last person to some... What is the last brand new trough to be installed is my question. Was a stadium built somewhere 2 years ago?
Yeah, what you have to find out is when did big urinal really take over,
right,
you know?
Right. Ceramics, whatever.
Big ceramics, yeah.
803-0550.
It is funny he mentioned, like, you know, remembering the first time he walked into a Bills bathroom, like a stadium bathroom, and it being a very unique experience. I want to say that I probably felt the same. Like, this is weird. I haven't been to a ton of other NFL stadiums. I don't, any other professional stadium, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever, like, I've never seen a bathroom setup such as Buffalo.
It's not different than the Carrier Dome. The Carrier Dome is...
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah, nothing. The Carrier Dome bathroom experience didn't really stand out to me. But you've spent a lot of time in the Carrier Dome.
Yes,
I've been to limited games there.
ChatGPT, unfortunately, does not have an answer for,
okay,
for
the most
question.
Recent.
Wow.
But it does say that modernization is taking them away.
Okay. ChatGPT might not have an answer. In the chat, the YouTube chat, we have an answer that Pittsburgh has troughs, and that was built in 2004.
Okay.
So not that long ago. I had something else on the stadium, on the new stadium. What was it? Oh, coming up this week, Friday, big ceremony, the final piece of steel goes in. So the actual building of the structure will be done this week, like the erecting of the structure. And, of course, there's so many more things still to happen. It looks like a stadium. I mean, obviously, it's looked like a stadium for a while, but, man, it's starting to come together. And now I feel like now the updates have to come on pictures on the inside, right? The drone footage, the shots over. Soon it's going to be about the exterior wall and features on the inside, maybe some sort of... You know, media to be released about the inside of it, things like that. Anyway, that'll be exciting. Stadium's gonna be knocked down March of 2027.
Still got plenty of time.
And I would think they can knock that down and do it between March and the start of the season. So, you know,
you can have it as a parking lot.
Well, just traffic situations at the current stadium. I believe last time we talked about this with people from the Bills, this coming season will be the hardest of them in terms of how difficult it is on the traffic. And then after that, construction elements of it will be gone. The stadium will be open. It will be built. And if the new one's not being demolished till March, like, hey, we'll just get it done in the offseason, get out of the way. So I think that means this is the last season of really significant traffic restrictions due to, you know, a major construction project happening across the street. So
it'll be nice to have the like dedicated lots back too. You know, like the RV lot back. Which I assume they will be doing. Right?
I don't know about that.
No,
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure that the idea will come back. I mean, as someone who was in the RV lot for the last 5 or 6 years that it was there, you know, we moved and we've found a home like everybody else with an RV has had to find private lots. I guess I should say it this way, Nate. I'll believe that there's an RV lot plan when I hear it.
Okay.
That's not to say that there won't be, but I don't know how they would do it, how it used to be done. It used to be that, and I think the price at the time was $1,000 for the season, or $100 a game, something like that. $100 a game for an RV spot, which was a tremendous deal. Mm-hmm. Very close to the stadium. The RV lot was a way of life. Like, yeah. Once we jumped into that, it was amazing. And it almost feels like a deal that's going to be way too good to be true in the new stadium. I don't know how, would it be far away? And the RV lot used to have no business being as good as
it. Yeah, it was.
You can sleep here for 2 nights.
Yep.
And you're right next to the stadium.
Right.
I don't know how that comes back. If it comes back, is it the same size, but it's 500 a game now? Is it?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. And
so you think the RV lot as it was will very likely not be the same experience.
And there's also the element of the RV goer. The RV goer used to come into town and sleep in the parking lots, and that was part of the appeal of everything, the character of the stadium.
Yeah.
And now that person's paying, obviously, a PSL and a more expensive ticket. And maybe, I mean, RVing is not a cheap hobby. Like, everything adds up. It gets expensive. So we'll just go into town and go to the game. Is it different because of that? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I wonder how the Bills are studying that, what the latest is on that. You know, they could say that the plan is to bring it back. I just don't know what capacity it would come back in. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm hopeful because that was a great time. And, you know, you met a lot of great people in the RV lot. And the night before a game in September, it was electric. The night before, the night after a Sunday night game, when you know you could just hang in the lot and, you know, wait it out, watching a late game. I love the RV life. We still do it, again, in a private lot, and lots of people still do. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. All right, when we get back, we'll check in on what's going on in the chat, and I will make good on my promise, because if I don't, the chat's going to come for me. I have to tell them a story I promised I would tell about
chicken coop.
About a chicken coop. Yeah, that's coming up.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Come on, Vaughn.
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. We're also on Twitch. Should we check that chat every once in a while? We probably should.
I think it doesn't get...
I don't think so.
No?
It's all separate entities.
Yeah. Oh.
So anyway. There's a separate chat.
Stream us on Twitch. Stream us on YouTube. What's going on in the chat? Here we go. The chicken coop story is coming, among other things. So what's going on in the chat? They're sharing stadium memories, as we have done a little bit today. They're also talking about nice new stadiums, like which ballpark is the best, atriums, concourses, all that good stuff. Speaking of that, Nate, you've been to Notre Dame?
I have.
I've agreed to terms to go to Notre Dame this year.
Ooh.
Syracuse plays Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I've
we are talking about that.
Yeah, we have a bunch we've not penned a paper. We don't have tickets yet, but we have a way to get tickets.
Yep.
We have looked at Airbnbs, like, you know, gonna go to Notre Dame and go see Syracuse at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I've not been to that stadium. Nice, beautiful, amazing.
It's
hallowed ground.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just because it's Notre Dame.
No.
Like, if it were anybody's stadium, you'd say it was great.
I think if you're gonna really go, you should get the campus tour.
I have walked the campus before.
Okay, and then they do a stadium tour the day before the game. You should do that.
Yeah.
When I went was right after the renovations. Like, gold, there's like gold-plated walls with, like, you know, alumni and just like it was the first place that I have been to, like, in a stadium where it was sort of like I could feel the history, kind of. The only other place that I really felt that was in Fenway, when I went to Fenway, where it was like, man, I'm standing, like, I know someone famous and 18, you know, it's just like the history, the gravity, it hits you when you're in that stadium, but like how cool post renovations it is. It's one of the coolest stadiums that I've ever stepped foot in. It's super cool. And you should usually before home games, they do I bet you they'll do it for Syracuse. They do a golf scramble the day before at Warren Golf Club, which is where the senior US Open is, like, every 5 years on campus. Go do that too.
Who gets to play in that?
You sign up. As long as it's not full, you reach out to Warren Golf Club. They usually run a pregame scramble.
Really?
Yeah. In night games, they do it day of, early morning, but you should do it the day before.
It is going to be late November.
It's Indiana. Sure. It'll be cold. It'll be cold.
Yeah.
It'll be cold.
NFL owners have passed a rule that both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime in the regular season. So the playoff format is now a regular season format. No more touchdown equals game over in regular season, but does not mean that in the playoffs. So they've adopted. It's a longer overtime. It is a 10-minute overtime, but each team will get a chance to touch the ball. So expanded replay assist has also passed. That's from Ian Rappaport. Okay, here's your quick chicken coop story.
Chicken coop.
So how did a chicken coop story come up? They're talking about eggs on in the chat. Who knows? These people,
sure.
You know, they're wonderful people.
Eggflation, I get
they
it.
Love everything, yes. Yeah. And one of the suggestions in the eggflation time of our lives is get a chicken coop. Have your own. Get your own eggs.
That's right.
So we had friends that had a chicken coop in their yard in the city of Buffalo, in North Buffalo. And they had a chicken coop and they had chickens in their backyard. And like, oh, yeah, look at that. They are doing exactly what was suggested. Like, you have
they make eggs
all the time. So they went into town for a couple of days, and I was one that was asked to keep an eye, go over there.
Watch the chicken coop.
Feed the chickens, you know, like go and put some food in. They'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're chickens. They don't really go anywhere. So my buddy had, like, left the, we let them run the yard sometimes. It's fine if they're, you know, left in the yard. It's no big deal. They run around the yard. Okay, all right, great. So I go over that day when I'm assigned to go feed the chickens.
Yeah.
And I walk in the backyard and I don't see chickens walking around the yard. All right. It's weird. And I peek back behind where the coop is, like, are they sleeping? Where is everybody? Supposed to be a couple of chickens here just walking around.
Was there only two chickens?
I believe there was two.
Okay.
And I'm going to go fill the feed and stay away from them because birds.
Yeah.
You know, birds are herky-jerky.
Yes.
Who gets close to birds?
Right.
One lands.
No smart person does. Yeah.
Right. So,
I don't know bird law, but
I don't know. Chicken's not exactly an animal you want to cuddle.
Yeah,
if it was a dog or a cat, like, hey, come on over here, buddy. I'm not doing that with a chicken. And like, man, where are they? And then I get the sense of like this. Where are they?
Yeah.
It's quiet. Did they fly? Did they escape?
Yeah, right. They're not really birds of flight.
No.
But they can get air.
So, where are they? And then I start looking around the yard. Like, there's some feathers here. There's some more feathers over here. Oh, there's some more feathers over here. Oh. And I start to look a little more. And sure enough, what's that under a bush over there? Oh, that is formerly a chicken. And oh, there's another one that, yes, that also was at one point
a chicken.
A chicken. And is no longer a chicken. And the deduction is, like, my friends, they had dogs, but the dogs went with them. So all they had was chickens in a yard, roaming the yard, unprotected by dogs, birds of prey.
Ah.
So that was
bird on bird crime.
So that was the end.
That's bird on bird crime.
That was the end of the chickens.
But do we know for sure it was birds of prey?
I mean, what is the next? Could it have been, what, a bear?
Well, I was thinking like maybe a coyote.
Okay.
But like if it was a coyote, the coyote's not leaving the chicken with it. Like you're going to kill the chicken to take the chicken.
Not just that, but like who's doing an advanced scouting mission that can see these chickens are available?
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's where the edge goes to a hawk. So, yeah. So that's my chicken coop story.
That's tough.
I hope it's not disappointing to the chat. That's the chicken coop story.
So
raccoons?
You get to this realization and you now have to break the news to your friends who are traveling.
Yeah, I got here and
they're dead.
It's a scene, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been an incident.
We got a rope off the backyard. I assume they acquired more chickens.
I don't know. I think that might have been the end of it.
Yeah?
For a while. The chat says raccoons and coyotes absolutely scout the areas. I'm telling you,
if you've been in North Buffalo,
you try to tell me a coyote is scouting my yard, you're out of your mind. So was it walking on top of garages? Come on. Coyotes, they scout areas? Yeah, right. They scout areas. They're not looking at my kid's trampoline.
Yeah, probably not. Timing out when you walk in and out of the backyard.
Foxes?
Yeah, foxes are pretty small.
It was a bird, guys. There's big, huge birds. No?
Right, yeah, I think anyway.
Yeah. Get back to some phone calls here. Josh in Syracuse.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks Josh.
For taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, quick memory history on the old stadium. I proposed to my wife as well, September 24th, 2006, and against the Jets, and we won pretty well. That was back when the Jills were still there. I did not propose the way that I wanted to, but it still happened, and we got married 3 days later, and then a week later I was off to Iraq. So it was pretty short honeymoon, but we enjoyed it and been Bills fans ever since the 90s. And I think it's a great idea for them to sell off the stuff, and that could even help pay for the new stadium with less funds needed.
What's it? What are you saying? What pays for it? The selling of stuff?
Yeah, auctioning off.
Auctioning off all the bleachers, and then absolutely all the locker room stuff would be crazy. Yeah. And the lost and found idea is absolutely hilarious, and I 100% agree with that.
Right. Thanks, Josh. Proposed at the stadium. I wonder how many. I wonder the total number on proposals at the stadium. That'd be a thing for the Bills to reach out. Like, hey, Bills Mafia, if you did it, let us know. The final tell the tape on the stadium would be proposals,
marriages, yeah,
or touchdowns, proposals. Not many marriages. Wedding pictures, though. I think they'd probably do wedding pictures at midfield.
Yep, they definitely do.
My buddy got married, and they got the reception was in Cincinnati. We did pictures at midfield at the Bengals stadium. Long time ago. Thanks, Josh. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
No specifics on this, but NFL owners have now approved proposals to expand the league's replay assist system, which I assume means they can overturn calls or flags that have been thrown.
That's right. That's picking up a flag if one was thrown for face mask and it was missed.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a face mask. From what I understand, it's only going to go one way and not the other. Replay assist will not go back in time and say that should have been a penalty. They'll just pick up a flag if it was clearly a wrong call. Which I support.
I do too. I think they should get it right if they get it wrong.
I do not think that anybody wants, and I live in this, on the top floor of this building, I do not want any scenario where more things are stopping action to be reviewed to make sure everything was fine. It is one of the worst things to happen to sports. It ruins almost every sporting event that we watch. And you want to go back and tell me that shouldn't have been a flag? That's okay. The flag had already stopped the game. So get that right.
Yeah.
But don't stop a game and try and find a holding penalty. I'm not interested in that. Detroit's proposal to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty imposed for defensive holding or illegal contact did not pass, as it should not have. That's a very drastic, game-changing thing, and I had no interest in that, so I'm glad that didn't change either. 10 minutes overtime. Okay.
Yeah, they don't want ties. I mean, the league shouldn't want ties.
They stayed close to it. I mean, to have both teams guaranteed a possession.
Yeah, might.
In 10 minutes, you could get touchdown, and then the second team's going to decide if they're going to go for two.
Yeah, you know, I would think this might create more ties.
I think the math of it creates more ties.
Yeah.
As it is now, a touchdown won you the game. Now a touchdown means the other team can
gets a chance to tie it.
And then that team has to decide how much time is left. My guess is, depends. You want to play for a tie? There's 12 seconds left. If you score the touchdown, they get the ball. There's a minute left. You score a touchdown, they get the ball. You might as well go for two. Unless you are happy with a tie, thinking you can hold them off the board for that minute or two.
Yeah.
I think what we will see is potentially an uptick in the number of times the teams go for two and the win at the end of overtime. Because let's say it's Bills, and pick any team you want. The Jets. Bills, Jets. We're in overtime. Jets score a touchdown. Bills score a touchdown. Do you want to give the ball back to the Jets with 42 seconds left? And again, the best case scenario is you tie.
Yeah.
And they get a chance to go for the win unless you turn them over. Or do you just say, like, let's go win this game with Josh Allen on a two-yard play? Flip it around. You're the Jets. There's 42 seconds left. Do I want to give the ball to Josh Allen in a tie? Or do I want to go for two?
I don't love that they put this into the regular season.
I don't mind it. I just think like 15 minutes should have been the number instead of 10. But, you know. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. We'll then pass things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, getting rule changes from the NFL. Looks like the tush push vote has been tabled. So no news expected there, which is too bad. We could have had that news today. These votes happen early. I'll tell you, these owners are up early doing stuff.
They are.
They really are. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
I mean, Sale joined us at 6:30.
He did. He did.
And he sounded more awake than we did.
803-0550. Coming up today, by the way, on the afternoon show, I want to tell you, Carlin Hartman, associate head coach at Florida, will be joining the show at 4:30 today. So Florida, nice. Of course, on to the Final Four. And, you know, the Final Four goes this weekend, Saturday and Monday. Exciting stuff. So there you go. 4:30 today. Grand Island's own Carlin Hartman of the Florida Gators. They play Auburn at 6:09 on Saturday. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe. Extendo Sports next.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. What do we got coming up today? Sabres and Senators. Ottawa going to the playoffs. You can pretty much book that. They have a 7-point lead on the second wild card with 9 to play. Sabres did beat them last time they played. But anyway, 7 o'clock tonight in Ottawa for that. Other notes. For those of you out there that love the alternate jersey kind of stuff, I was noticing, I forget which tournament, must have been the NIT, that Joe and I sometimes argue, Nate, about whether or not people can call the Sabres the Sabes.
Oh, yeah. It's not an argument.
Right. Of course they can.
I do.
Everybody calls.
I actively do, right, all the Sabes. Time.
Yeah. He claimed to never have heard that before. Anyway, I'm not saying that we'll get a jersey that says Sabes on it, but it wouldn't be so bad. And I saw, while I was on vacation, Loyola Chicago basketball.
Yeah.
They are the Ramblers. They have a jersey set, uniforms, Blurs. The Blurs. Apostrophe B-L-E-R-S.
How do you spell Sabes?
S-A-B.
Apostrophe S?
I mean, I don't know that.
Because I don't that like is the E there.
That is the one roadblock. Of course.
Sabes can't be S-A-B-E-S.
I tend to agree.
Can't be. I think it has to be S-A-B apostrophe S.
Then that's like Sabs.
It's like Sabs.
And that's no good. Or yeah. Sobs. So I think it has to be S-A-B-E-S.
It just does. It has to be. It doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. Because then it just looks like you forgot a letter.
Yeah.
I get it. That's the one roadblock. I'll concede that. Anyway, the Loyola Chicago Blurs. Then you want to go with the Rams? Rams?
Rams.
Yeah, the Blurs.
It's definitely the spelling of the Sabes. That's going to be something I take home with me tonight, and maybe we're going to workshop that and come back tomorrow.
I'm excited for that. Let me know how it goes.
We'll use ChatGPT.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast joins us tomorrow. We'll continue to dig into the draft, of course. Sal Capaccio wrapping up owners' meetings. We'll see who his availability is tomorrow. They've been super busy down there. NFC coaches breakfast today. Anyway, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way. Thanks for calling, texting, listening, chatting, watching, all that good stuff. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.